Thank you, Ambassador, Chairperson. As an organization who too conducts humanitarian mine action operations, we wish to express our deepest appreciation for the efforts made by the Government of Ireland to finalize the political declaration aimed at strengthening the protection of civilians from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. We also wish to congratulate all states who have participated in these consultations since 2019 and shown dedication to the process. Making sure today's satisfaction will result in a lasting behavioral and mind shift is now crucial for all those who suffer from indiscriminate and unfair effects of the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. Over the past few months, the shocking and tragic events and scenes in Ukraine have caused despair and grief and have only served as a reminder of past and ongoing conflicts in other locations. Deaths, injuries, mental and psychosocial harm, displacement and large-scale destruction leave us with an urgent need for a change in military policies and practices. We hope this will soon come so that civilians are able to live safe from conflict and explosive weapons. We feel the same outrage in seeing patterns of harm across the world, from a local hospital in Afghanistan contaminated with UXOs, preventing more than 2,000 people access medical care, to the outbreaks of cholera in Ukraine as a consequence of the destruction to water and sanitation services, to the lives lost or maimed due to remnants of war. We feel the same indignation in knowing that half of the population of one of the main cities in Libya report feeling unsafe in their own neighborhood due to the presence of explosive ordnance. Or in knowing that the destruction of a school in Syria or Yemen prevent children from receiving adequate and safe education. Yet, all hope is not lost. The Danish Refugee Council welcomes the final political declaration draft and believes it will be effective in addressing the humanitarian concerns since it offers a good basis to seek the change needed. In particular, we welcome the recognition of direct, indirect, and reverberating effects in the preamble, the commitment to develop national policies and practices regarding the use of explosive weapons in populated areas, as well as the commitment to assist victims and document civilian harm. Regarding Article 3.3, the core of this political declaration, we all know that its force will depend on its translation into action, and DRC expects a resolute and unequivocal commitment and follow-up in its direction to effectively protect life and dignity of civilian women and men, girls and boys, during and after conflict. We call on all states, in this room and outside, to adopt the political declaration as soon as it will be possible, maintain humanitarian concerns at the center of your minds and actions during the implementation phase to ultimately increase the protection of women and girls, boys and men impacted by the conflict, strengthen data collection on explosive weapons use, and assist survivors, people injured, and affected communities. Finally, we also call on those to engage in exchanges of practices and policies centered around the presumption of non-use of such weapons in populated environments. Most states, if not all in this room, have the technology, doctrine, and ability to refrain from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. The cost of such commitment may be effectively nil. The impact, however, would be immensely positive. The Danish Refugee Council looks forward to seeing the adoption and implementation of this declaration and renews its commitment to continue cooperating with states and international organizations in line with and in support of the international network of explosive weapons. Thank you.